Straight Talk Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
Good morning, everybody. Great to be here with you. And this weather keeps continuing, so summer carries on, which is always great. In the studio today, I have Gina Wakeman, who is from Vibes Fitness, a new downtown location. How are you, Gina?
Hi, Patty. Good. Thanks for having me.
It's great to have you with me. We were just talking during the break before about the show coming up and all kinds of neat things. The last few weeks, we've had different shows on, you know, school starting up and school lunches and ways to make over yourself for fall. And this show is kind of no different. We're going to talk about our hormones because it's all what makes us tick. Also, Lisa Smith from London Drugs is going to talk about our skin and how to get that skin back in shape this fall after you maybe did a little bit of damage during the summer. Also, we've got Gina, who's going to talk about vibes and getting back into that kind of fitness routine and some easy strategies how to put that into action. But joining us off the top is Debbie Williams from Alternative Hormone Solutions, and she's been on before and always is a huge favorite with our listeners because everybody wants to know a lot about our hormones but don't really know what to ask and feel kind of silly. We know about the beginning of our life when we grow up, but we don't really know what the middle parts mean. If you want to call in today, 250-386-1161, TJ will take your calls because I'm sure lots of people have some questions for Debbie, and that's 250-386-1161. Hi, Debbie. How are you?
Good. How are you, Patty?
I'm great, thank you. And Gina is really interested, too, in this segment because we think we know a little bit about our hormones, but it starts with PMS, and then you have the change, they used to call it. Where do we start with finding out about what's going on with our body?
Well, generally what I recommend is that women actually, and men, we test their hormones. We want to see what your baseline is. If you're starting to feel a little bit off, whether it's mood changes, you're not sleeping well, you're more fatigued, we often recommend testing saliva hormones. Basically, we like to test estrogen, progesterone, testosterone. And something that I would really like to talk about today is cortisol.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I think one of the most common complaints I hear, males and females in my clinic, is they have no energy. They're just feeling like they're running on gas fumes.
And that's true. And it's men as well, right, Gina? We can't eliminate them from the mix because they also go through all this stuff.
That's right. And, you know, we're talking, you know, young and old. We're, you know, anywhere from, you know, teenagers right up to, I think my oldest client was 95, suffering from what we call adrenal fatigue.
Yeah.
And these have two little glands about the size of a walnut. They sit on top of their kidneys. And the main reason for being there is to help mobilize your body's responses to stress, every kind of stress, physical stress, emotional stress, psychological. And it produces, these adrenals produce hormones, and one in particular is cortisol. Now, cortisol is the primary stress hormone. And normally when we produce cortisol, you know, it's the highest output in our bodies, about half an hour after you go to bed in the morning. It tapers off a little bit by noon, a little bit more by dinner time, and then bedtime it's at its lowest. But frequently when we measure cortisol levels, people are flatlined, meaning cortisol levels don't rise at all. This is where you feel like, you know, maybe you've burnt the candle at both ends. You're just running on empty.
I know, it's a drag now at this age because I used to feel this when I was in my 20s.
Yeah.
And now I feel all the time. I haven't done anything.
Yeah, I mean, too, you think when you're in your 20s, probably you're not eating properly.
Yeah.
You're staying up too late at night. You're probably stressed with school, stressed with finances, and you're just feeling over, you know, you're just like that little gas tank is now running on gas fumes.
Right.
Now, and often when there's adrenal fatigue, you know, the first sign is that you're tired, especially early in the morning. Mid-afternoon, you get a crash or you're craving that coffee for a pick-me-up. Blood sugar dysregulation sets in. You know, you feel hypoglycemic. You're just craving things to eat. Your threshold for stress changes. This is what I hear a lot. Your buttons can be pushed a lot easier. You can go to 0 to 10 in less than 3 seconds. You crave salty foods. You lose your sex drive. You just don't bounce back. And it's a common thing. And I think probably one of the most common things that people visit their doctors for is, you know, and they're most often, and this, I hate to say this, but when I, you know, I talk to my clients, they've been to their doctors and they're offered antidepressants.
Yeah, and, you know, I think it's not taken seriously. And I've never had this test taken or heard of it. Gina, I know you have.
Mm-hmm, yes.
And know its importance. But many of us don't know. What are you taking, Gina?
Well, funny enough, I take cortisol every day. I take it in two doses, one in the morning and one in the afternoon. And I have for about 7 years.
Now, yeah. Gina, what is your protocol for how you do
you
this?
Know, if you've got severe burnout, the actual cortisol is frequently very helpful. But usually, I've got a three-prong approach.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, vitamin C. believe it or not, the highest concentration of vitamin C in the body is in the adrenals, and that's where it's needed because it's a key catalyst of adrenal hormone production. Now, but another thing I tell my ladies, especially my ladies, you know, not only does vitamin C help the cortisol resurrect, but it also helps collagen. And, you know, when collagen, when you have adrenal fatigue, you start going into what's called a catabolic state, so you start burning collagen and muscle for fuel. And think, what does collagen do? It actually keeps elasticity in you know, certain fibers, such as your arterial system, your musculoskeletal system, and, of course, your skin. Now, this is, you think about somebody who you've known who's been really stressed, and say you haven't seen them for 6 months, and they go, oh, my God, they've aged overnight. Well, they probably have gone into this catabolic state, and they burnt their collagen for fuel, and they've lost elasticity in their skin.
Such as when people go through a traumatic event in their life, and this would probably...
Adrenals are just taxed to the limit.
Right. So vitamin C is one approach.
And vitamin C, we're recommending about 500 to 1,000 milligrams of each meal. Okay. You do want to take it in divided doses because it is a water-soluble supplement.
Okay.
Now, the other thing I usually recommend is a good multi-B, and I really, really recommend a B complex with high B5, which is pentothenic acid. Now, B5 is also a coenzyme closely involved with adrenal function. And when there's a B5 deficiency, now, where do we get B5 to start with? We get it through meats, organ meats, burgers, egg yolks, fish, chicken. But we also produce B5 or pentothenic acid in our colon. So if somebody's had problem with irritable bowel or been on the antibiotics, chances are your production in your colon has really slowed down.
Mm-hmm.
When there's a B5 deficiency, often there's fatigue. There could be physical and or mental depression. You get symptoms of low blood sugar. You know, this is where you feel like, you know, you have to eat or you'll just faint.
Yeah.
You can get insomnia symptoms, skin problems, the palpitations in the heart, muscle cramps. So B5 is necessary for the adrenal production. So that's the other thing we recommend. I one of my favorite B complexes is by a company called Thorne Research. It's called Multi-B number 5. Has all the Bs, but high doses of B5.
Okay.
Now, the third approach to this, and I don't know if you've ever heard of this, is adaptogen. It's a herb, and it's called rhodiola.
No, never.
Rhodiola is just a savior for so many people. Now, anyone who watches Dr. Oz on TV, he talks about rhodiola all the time. Now, rhodiola is grown in sort of northern altitudes throughout Europe, but in Russia, Sweden, and Denmark, for years, it's been prescribed by doctors for patients who come in feeling fatigued, when their attention and memory is kind of foggy, when they just don't feel like they have the get up and go. And there's probably so many studies done on this little herb. And, you know, it does improve memory. It improves mental performance. It's anti-fatigue, anti-stress, antidepressant. It helps actually when you're working out. It increases something called ATP, which is your key energy source in your muscle cells. So it prolongs your stamina. It helps you recover better. And rhodiola, I usually, you know, start off with maybe 200 milligrams in the morning and 100 milligrams at noon. That's my basic approach for the adrenals.
Wow.
And then you work, you know, sometimes people feel better in 2 weeks. Sometimes it takes 3 months. Because remember, these little glands, they don't just sort of burn out overnight. It's everyday stressors, and you throw a couple of situational crises in there. They just feel like, oh, we can't do this anymore, and we need help.
Okay. And so for the C&B, you know, they're pretty standard as far as they're not going to do too much harm. How about the rhodiola? Are there any downsides to that?
Rhodiola is incredibly safe. They've done tests for up to 235 grams for 155-pound person without having any side effects. And we're talking milligrams. We're talking 200 milligrams at breakfast and 200 milligrams at noon.
Okay, we have to take a break here. Just want to ask one thing. Are these things you take forever or just for a limited time?
No, I mean, I still take, I don't take as much as I used to. I take vitamin C at that quantity every day to protect the collagen in my skin.
Yeah.
But, and, you know, I take maybe just one B a day now and maybe one rhodiola a couple times a week because stress is always there.
You got it. Gina, I know you have lots of questions. Back in a moment.
Give us 10 minutes and we'll give you the world. Victoria's first choice for information, news that matters. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
You've planned your international trip.
Yeah.
You're ready to go.
Yeah.
You've gotten your vaccines. It's not too late. Get it done at the Victoria Travel Clinic and People's Pharmacy. They offer a full range of travel services, including vaccines, a review of your itinerary, health assessment, and education on the prevention and self-treatment of travel-related diseases. Pick up what you need from their full range of natural and quality products. The Victoria Travel Clinic at People's Pharmacy. Visit today at Fairfield Road and Moss Street. Online at victoriatravelclinic.com.
You know our names, you know our voices, but how would you like to see us in person? Well, what if we brought coffee? This fall, you have a chance to win a CFAX coffee break delivered to your workplace by Level Ground Coffee, Fairway Markets, and CFAX 1070. So if you want to take a break from the workplace, meet some radio people, and drink great coffee, join us. Be popular. Win a CFAX coffee break. Enter online at CFAX1070.com.
Hi, this is Terry Moore. You got a scrape bumper? Don't put it off. Come down and see the boys at Island Color. They'll make it seem like that scrape never happened. And you're selling your car or you're at the end of your lease? Bring it to Island Detail. From car washes by hand to shiny showroom detailing, Island Detail will make your car look amazing. Island Detail and Island Color at 740 Princess Street. Online at islanddetail.ca.
Bowen Books Hillside Center is Victoria's community bookstore, bringing you the best books from around the world for more than 35 years. This week at Bowen Books,
The Beautiful Mystery, book 8 in the Chief Inspector Gamache series by author Louise Penny. The Beautiful Mystery is about the plain chant at the heart of monastic life and the power of that music to inspire and corrupt.
Bowen Books, Victoria's community bookstore in Hillside Center. Call the Bowen Book Line at 595-READ.
We are back, and on the phone we have Debbie Williams from Alternative Hormone Solutions. In the studio we have Gina Wakeham from the New Vibes downtown location. We're going to talk about that coming up. And Gina, I know you've had some challenges. We're going to talk about that later. And you pay a lot of attention to your health, and you have some challenges that way. How have you found cortisol has affected you or helped you at all?
Well, taking cortisol kind of saves me daily on a daily basis. I'm one of the people who suffered damage to a pituitary and hypothalamus gland. So that's what kind of created the problem for me. So taking cortisol isn't really elective. It's something that I do every day and dependently.
And we're going to talk about it a little bit later.
Yeah.
About a tumor. And have you come across this before, Debbie, when people have had challenges that way that need to stimulate this in different ways because they don't have that option anymore?
Yeah, it's not really common, but it absolutely does happen. And you say this is not an alternative. This is a necessity for you to be taking that cortisol.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yes.
And sometimes when we see people with chronic fatigue and then with their cortisol levels, you can't resurrect them with, the herbs and, nutritional support. And then, they have to go to that route. Absolutely. But it can make a tremendous difference.
Well, I think
cortisol
it's great.
Is such a great little hormone. And if it's not there, you sure know it.
And with the stress thing, what about diet and the way we live and our sleeping patterns? What can we do to kind of help that? Because I think as we get older, we worry about our sleep. We wake up and then we stew and we think about stuff. And
it's huge. Dieting and our diet is so important to our health. Skipping meals plays havoc with your glucose. Stimulants like caffeine and carbs, they really tax
those
your adrenal glands. Yeah. Digestive problems, people who have irritable bowel, it also can really affect the adrenals. And even over-exercising, exercising too much.
Oh, I like to hear
adrenals.
That.
Yeah.
That's not going to happen, sister.
that's very common. Like some people, when they exercise, you generally do feel better after you exercise, but when you don't recover very well, chances are your adrenals need a little bit of little help. Or even, like illness or surgeries, post-surgeries, very, very common.
And IBS is so prevalent nowadays. And especially with women, they kind of get sloughed off like, oh, yeah, go deal with that. But it can be really problematic and hold people back a lot in life.
Oh, and it's so, like I say, it's so very common. And I don't know, you know, my theory is that, you know, a lot of it has to do with wheat that we're consuming. Our gluten in our wheat in North America is so, the content of gluten is so high compared to wheat that's grown in, say, Europe, for instance. And so many people are developing sensitivities or even allergies to gluten, and it causes inflammation in that gastrointestinal lining. And from there, you know, your bowel patterns change, your nutrient absorption gets affected. It can even cause things like dandruff, eczema, more allergies. I frequently work on women's bowels when they have irritable bowels. And it's, you know, I can't say it's completely, I mean, it can be very easy for some people to fix.
And what do you say then about the diet? Do you have a specific diet you have for people?
I definitely, you know, get rid of the white flours, the sugars, mm-hmm. the soda pops, too much caffeine. One cup of coffee a day. I wouldn't worry about one cup of coffee a day. But when you're doing the 2 and the 3 and 4 espressos, that really will, you know, tax the adrenals like crazy. It gives you a false sense of fight and flight. You know, it gives you a stimulant, and then you come crashing down again.
Well, Gina, is this linked at all? I mean, Debbie, is this linked at all? Like with when you think of diabetes and the spikes and all these things, does that all affect the adrenal?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
You know, sometimes I wonder what comes first. You know, when somebody develops type 2 diabetes later on, you know, that's just because they've had basically too much garbage in their diet.
So we're kind of spiking and overtaxing all these systems with our diet and our lifestyle.
And sometimes what happens is that, you know, you'll get a spike of blood sugar, then you get a drop. And then you might get a drop, a real steep drop of blood sugar at 3 o'clock in the morning. What's your body going to do? It's going to wake you up.
Oh.
It's going to wake you up. Basically, you don't know. You know, you're hungry. Your body's saying it's time to wake up. It's time to give me something to eat. So, you know, sometimes even getting, you know, some high fiber food before you go to bed, maybe with a little bit of protein, can help you stay asleep a little bit better. But, you know, waking up at 3 o'clock in the morning is classic of, you know, adrenals, but even more classic of hormone imbalances.
And what do you suggest? Do you believe any sleeping aids at all? The melatonin?
No. Oh, melatonin, of course. Love melatonin.
Love that.
Because our body produces melatonin. And, you know, both after the age of about 30, the melatonin production starts to decrease. So I figure if it's starting to, you know, decrease, let's replace it. Because melatonin, it helps us, our body repair. It helps sort of stimulate human growth hormone, helps us repair when we're sleeping. Now, but melatonin is also a very powerful antioxidant. And a very interesting research study that they looked at blind women who had no light perception whatsoever, and they compared, like, I think it was about close to 1,400 blind women versus women who have full vision. Do you know that blind women have half the rate of breast cancer?
Wow.
They produce more melatonin because they always are in darkness.
Uh-huh.
As soon as you wake up in the middle of the night, you're exposed to light.
Yeah, and also I know our room is really light. It's important to have, I guess, the right environment in your room, too.
You know, I think if anybody's read Suzanne Summers' books, I think it's called Breakthrough, one of her books. She's had breast cancer in the past. She takes 20 milligrams of melatonin every night. She blackouts all the lights that are maybe emitting from the TV, from the radio, whatever. Everything's darkness when she sleeps because she knows the importance of the antioxidant effect of melatonin.
And is there any hangover effect with that in the morning? You know, that kind of groggy feeling
at
all?
If you get that groggy feeling in the morning, you reduce your dosage.
Okay.
You know, I usually recommend starting with either a 1 milligram melatonin or what's called a 3 milligram prolonged release, something that's going to release a little bit throughout the night.
Okay.
Frequently, and I don't know if this is a problem for women, you know, but certainly my clients, their main problem is not so much falling asleep as staying asleep.
Yes.
I agree.
So if you
get
a prolonged release melatonin, it's great. And you start with a small dose and you work up from there. Now, people who experience a small percentage of people can experience stimulation from melatonin rather than the sedative effect, and these are usually shift workers whose melatonin production is all messed up anyways.
Right. And Gina, you work with women every day.
Yes.
So are these things you always hear about, are sleeping and, you know, these same constant issues that women have?
You do. You hear two things, well, especially when it comes to fitness, is, you know, lifestyle concerns with sleep, diet, and time issues. Those are big ones. But absolutely, there's people who are just, they just always seem to feel tired.
And I think, Debbie, this is why people are so interested in what you have to say, because, you know, they go to their doctor, they talk to their friends, they try this, they try that. Now, you offer kind of hope in one spot. Tell us about what you do at Alternative Hormone Solutions and how people can get a hold of you.
No, what we do mainly is we do hormone balancing, and we're talking hormone imbalances can start from the first day you get your very first period. So our clients, you know, are anywhere from 15, I think my oldest was 95, but most often we see women in their, you know, mid-30s to later 40s who are going through perimenopause, and they, you know, have finding their changes in their periods, more PMS, et cetera. So we generally...
poor men, huh?
Yeah. poor men, yeah. I know.
Oh, they have BMS.
I'm coming back as a man.
PMS out of control is just crazy. But we'll measure hormones and saliva. We will, if we definitely work on the adrenals, this is your foundation. It's like if you're building a house, you need a strong foundation. And we sort of, you know, I spend an hour and a half to 2 hours with each client initially. And then we send them home with a care plan and probably some suggestions for bioidentical hormones once the saliva tests come back. We talk to women all across Canada. I have a lot of my clients are from the Victoria area, and, you know, then I've had them for years, and we, you know, we talk every 3 to 4 months and do a little tweak here, a little tweak there. But I would say, about 95% of my clients feel so much better once they balance their hormones and work on their adrenals.
And tell me, when do people actually menopause? How do you classify when it's over, when you have it?
Like, okay, yeah, good question. Menopause officially occurs when you've gone a whole year without bleeding or spotting. Then you officially have graduated into menopause. I don't use the term postmenopause. I had lunch one day with a Dr. Jerry Lynn Pryor, who's a world-renowned endocrinologist at UBC, and I mentioned one of my ladies was postmenopausal. She stopped me in my tracks, and she says, oh, was she dead? And I said, no. She goes, well, there's no such thing as postmenopause. Once you're in menopause, you stay in menopause. Menopause has ceased to exist.
Okay.
A perimenopause is another time when hormones start to change. Usually it starts mid to late 30s, and it can be a 10 to 15-year drawn-out process until you've gone into menopause. And a lot of women, 20% of women just breeze through it. 20% of women are turned upside down where they just think they're going crazy.
Those are those friends you don't call, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Call me in 10 years.
That's why I'm here today, because I was one of those ladies. I had anxiety, depression, insomnia, weight gain, aches and pains, heart palpitations, you name it, I had it. And my doctor patted me on the head and said, it's part of being female. Come and see me 2 years when you're postmenopausal.
Unreal. Debbie Williams, you're fantastic. Alternative Hormone Solutions. You can look you up online.
Yeah. Their website is ahsolutions.ca. Phone number is 604-922-3997.
We've learned lots, haven't we, Gina?
Yeah, thank you so much.
Excellent.
Debbie.
Thank you, Debbie, so much. We'll talk to you again later this year, I'm sure.
For sure. My pleasure.
Great. When we come back, we're going to talk to Lisa Smith from London Drugs about your fall skincare.
Lake.
Mountains.
Lake.
Mountains.
Lake.
Mountains.
Move into your new Glen Heights condo at West Hills this September. Come see the 3 new furnished display suites for yourself, featuring your choice of granite or quartz counters throughout, radiant in-floor heating, and you pick from a view of the lake or the mountains.
Lake.
Mountains.
Lake.
Mountains.
Lake.
Good luck. Glen Heights condos at West Hills starting at $269.9. Find West Hills. Find home. More at westhillsbc.com.
First time I saw a dead body, I just really wanted to touch him.
Once you're in, there's no getting out.
You've always been like family to me, Grass.
Say hello to Dr. Devlin. She took an oath to save lives, but now reports to a bigger boss.
I'll cover you as best I can, but you belong to me.
It's a dirty job.
I never agreed to kill someone.
Yes, you did.
Everyone has their price.
It's time to do your job, Grace.
CTV's The Mob Doctor. New series starts September 16th.
It's 11:30. This is Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070. The news begins right now.
Partly cloudy downtown. We are up to 21 degrees now. Good morning. I'm Kyle Reynolds.
the unthinkable suddenly looks possible. Bankers, governments, and investors are preparing for Greece to stop using the euro as its currency, a move that could spread turmoil throughout the global financial system. An election in Greece tomorrow will determine whether it happens. It appears a party that opposes the restrictions placed in Greece in exchange for a bailout from its European neighbors could do well in the balloting. If it does, Greece could lose its lifeline. Strikes seem to be everywhere you look locally lately, and now the Canadian Auto Workers Union is on the verge of another. The union, representing Greater Victoria transit operators, skilled trades, and maintenance workers, will hold a strike vote on Wednesday. Negotiations for a new collective agreement broke down with BC Transit this week. President of Local 333, Ben Williams, says they remain far apart on issues like contracting out services and the language of the collective agreement, but talks stopped over the issue of wages.
Without getting into details, there was a wage offer that was made, and that wage offer is less than what has been offered to the BCGU and other public sector unions.
The contract expired on March 31st. And the BC government is challenging Enbridge over the cost of cleaning up a massive spill on the proposed Northern Gateway pipeline. At hearings in Edmonton, a BC lawyer questioned Enbridge's position that a spill would cost $14,000 a barrel to clean up. A recent massive Enbridge spill in Michigan cost almost three times that much, but Jack Rutenbeek, an economist for Enbridge, claims Michigan was a statistical anomaly.
It is, first of all, in the United States, where spill costs are historically larger on a per barrel basis than elsewhere in the world. Also, it's in a highly populated area of this sort that, on average, we do not have along this particular pipeline.
Enbridge is seeking federal approval to build a line to ship crude from Alberta to the BC port in Kitimat to be loaded on tankers for Asia. After the news at 11 o'clock this morning, we called the number listed for the Hildebrand residence. We did not get a correct answer, though, to our newsmaker question. So after the news at noon today, our prize will be $129 cash. And a brief look at CFAX weather now. Sunny throughout today, high of 25 degrees. Clear skies expected tonight, overnight low of about 12 degrees. And tomorrow, a mix of sun and cloud in the day, rain expected later on with a high of 18 degrees. I'm Kyle Reynolds. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070. It's 11:33.
Straight Talk Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
I've got Gina Wakeham here from Vibes Fitness downtown, her new location. We're just having a laugh in the break because we're talking about, TJ here is going to be doing some coverage with the Mount Doug Rams this year. And I was saying my son Sheldon is a player with the team. And Gina said, I went to Mount Doug. And I said, I went to Obey. She goes, and it was going so well. The rivalry. I love Mount Doug. Don't worry. On the phone, we have Lisa Smith from London Drugs, and she's at the Yates Street location. How are you, Lisa?
Great. How are you doing?
I'm good. I haven't talked to you in so long. How are things going at London Drugs today?
It's been very, very busy. We've got flyers back to back and lots of promotions going on, so it's crazy time.
I bet. Now, listen, it's that time of year we're talking about, getting back in shape, and our skin is no different. What are we going to do this time of year to get that skin glowing again and maybe get rid of some of that dull stuff and some of the bit of the damage we might have done this summer?
The best thing, and a new item that's been launched, which is by La Roche-Posay, which is a French line, it's called Melody, and it's a pigment control. And what happens is, with brown spots from sun, damage, what this does, it's within 2 weeks you'll notice visible difference. It's a drop that you apply right onto the dark spot, massage, and then leave it. And after that, you need to be using a sunscreen, whether you're outside, working in a store, it's very important.
How does that work, then? If you're going to be using some of these products that have that ingredient, if you go out in the sun after using them, will you get more damage then?
If you're not using a sunscreen, you will. The sun will just zero right in on those spots and just make them darker. So the key is to use it. If you're not going to use it during the day, you're best to use it at night as a treatment and then apply your sunscreen on during the day.
What do you use, Lisa, for your skin? Do you have a favorite line?
Yes, I do. I use Provage, which is by Elizabeth Arden, and I also use a Retinol A by Rock, which I've been using for the last, 2 years.
Retinol A is kind of amazing. I know a friend of mine who has just turned 60, I believe, and she looks unbelievable, and she's been using that for years, and her skin looks amazing.
Well, it does, and what Retinol A does, it has a hyaluronic acid, which is what we naturally have in our system, so it just gives a plumpness, but it's natural, so it just helps soften out those fine lines.
My God, Gina, we're going to be so great today. We're going to have everything taken care of, our skin, our insides, our outsides.
I'm going straight to London Drugs when I leave here.
Well, Lisa's been there a long time, and she knows her stuff. Lisa, what kind of looks are coming in for this fall? Gina, I know you said you love makeup, too. You were an esthetician. I was a cosmetician. So makeup, that's my favorite thing, even before buying clothes.
Just and skincare,
skincare. Oh,
yeah.
So what kind of colors? I see my daughter even is starting to wear some of the darker colors. And just like the low-rise jeans, they said they'd never wear dark colors in the lips. They're coming back in the darker eyeshadows?
Yes, they do. For the color themes that are coming out are like the bronzes and your plums. So with the plums, you get that smoky look. And with the bronzes, you can get, sort of a bit of a sparkle, but also with a natural look. Sparkle is still in. And also the tangerine orange is a soft coral lipstick. That's very, very popular also.
Now, what if you're a little more mature? Are sparkles something you really want to avoid?
Well, they have sparkles that aren't like disco sparkles. I guess that's aging myself, but anyways. They have sparkles that are just very soft, just give that really nice sort of dewy finish.
Dewy. I'd love to look dewy.
Dewy's good. I can make you look dewy. Okay. Leave the gym.
But on the 27th of October, we're having our gala, 11:30 to 4:30, and we have makeup artists actually coming in from Lancome, Biotherm, Shiseido, Lise Wadier, and Elizabeth Arden. And they're all trained makeup artists, so it's going to be a great day. So if you're interested, it's $5, and that goes towards, a purchase or having your makeup done.
That's great. Nice. And it's always nice to mix it up, right, because you kind of get used, don't you think, Gina, the same kind of way of applying stuff after a while?
That's totally. Right, yeah. That's what I find a lot of women do, and they want a little bit of a change. And that's why it's great with these makeup artists, because they can see things a little bit differently than yourself, instead of using, like, your basic browns, that type of thing. And they do masterpiece, really. And then we have a photographer that comes in and takes a picture.
Oh, very nice.
Oh.
And, one thing I also love this season, I've liked it for a few seasons, is a little bit of a cat eye. A little bit of a, at the very end, I think it kind of uplifts the eye a lot. And I see a lot of the celebrities are doing that now.
The witch, I'm sorry.
The cat eye.
Oh, absolutely. And I'll tell you something interesting that she's going to be launched by Elizabeth Arden. It's by Provage, and it's a lash enhancer. It actually enhances your lashes, brings thickness, and visible results within 14 days. And that is actually huge right now. If you have a spot, say, that's missing in your eyelashes or your brow, it actually will produce hair.
Really? So I know there's really expensive ones when you go to a cosmetic place, a dermatologist's office.
Yes.
Are these less expensive?
We have a couple of ranges. The Provage is a little bit more expensive, but it's got a lot of product in there that's going to make a difference within a very short period of time.
Okay. And as far as lipsticks, do we have any, these long-wearing ones, do they kind of dry out the lips, though? Like, are they any
not
better
like
products
they used,
now?
No, not like they used to. They actually have great conditioners in them that they actually will stain the lip and condition at the same time, so you don't get that buildup of, flaky skin. They stay smooth throughout the day.
What's your favorite product, Gina?
I use quite a combination. Lise Wattier. I rarely find a lip color that I can wear that doesn't irritate my lips, and I love that. I love that. And I'd be interested to go down and see the makeup artist.
And what color are you wearing in it? A light pink?
I have no idea.
No, you have no idea.
It'll be a fairly neutral tone, you that.
Well, we have every color of the rainbow.
And some people, though, some of these colors are kind of flashy. You like to have a little bit more sedate.
I think it's because
big pop of color.
It always, again, comes to the application, so I tend to pick colors that are kind of neutral and conservative.
So if you get it all over your face, no one can tell.
Yeah, and I keep trying the cat eye, but, my eyelid is fighting it. My eyelid is going in the opposite direction of the line.
They do have eye creams out there on the market.
Yeah.
Well, you're going to come down, and I'm going to show you.
Okay.
But also, they actually, if you use a lip brush, you do get a little bit longer wear on a lipstick than you do just with applying it straight from the lipstick.
Okay, and a little tip, Lisa. People don't draw those big lines all the way around in a dark brown and then put a light pink in the middle.
Not anymore.
That went out with Nancy Sinatra. That's right. Yeah. Fill the whole lip in if you're going to do that.
Okay, Lisa. So people, if they want to get a hold of you, you're at 8th Street, and the event comes up when?
October 27th, 11:30 to 4:30.
Beautiful. Great talking to you, as
Great
always.
Great talking to you.
When
Thanks,
we come back,
Lisa.
We're going to talk to Gina about Vibes Fitness.
Victoria's first choice for information, news, weather, traffic. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070. Now, CFAX 1070 Community Connection, brought to you by Saffron Window Fashions.
This is Lisa with the CFAX Community Cruiser. I'm at the Victoria Conservatory of Music Open House. The conservatory is opening the doors to the whole community. Come and enjoy some free concerts, mini lessons, and get this. They also have an instrument fitting zoo. They even have a barbecue going on by donation. So come on down and see what it's all about. The conservatory is at 900 Johnson Street, and the open house will be going on until 3. Later this morning, I will be checking out the Rockland Stroll and all the activities going on there. The Rockland Neighborhood Association invites everyone to come explore this historic area during the Rockland Stroll. The party will feature special events at each of the key Rockland landmarks, the Langham Core Theater, the Art Gallery of Greater Victoria, and the Craig Derrick Castle, and the Government House. That's going on until 3:30 today. The CFAX Cruiser will be out and about all weekend, so if you spot us, come on over and say hi. That's your Community Connection, brought to you by Saffron Windows Fashion, Drapery, and Blinds on CFAX 1070.
It's time for more speedy tips from Speedy Auto's Mike and Kim.
Mike, a friend just bought a new car. She's wondering if she's required to take it into the dealership for service.
Absolutely not. Speedy Auto is a warranty-approved shop, so we can do any type of service and maintenance that the dealerships can do, but we do it for a lot less. Tell all your friends to bring their cars into Speedy Auto for warranty work. No appointment necessary, and we'll give them an honest assessment.
Because it's speedy, you're a somebody. Speedy Auto, 2992 Douglas Street, south of Mayfair, 385-8717.
Come on and roll to Lions Roar.
Vera's Burgers BC Lions Football.
Brought to you by Dumont Tirecraft and Irwin Industries.
Today, it's the second half of a home-and-home as the Lions play host to Anthony Calvillo and the Montreal Alouettes. Kickoff at 1.
Right here on CFAX 1070.
Join Rick Vall and Julio Garavetta for Vera's Burgers BC Lions Football on the Lions Radio Network all season long.
We are back with Gina Wakeham from Vibes Fitness. She's got the new location downtown, which is so exciting. It's right up from here at Broughton and Broad.
Exactly, about 4 blocks away. Nice and convenient.
Very cool. And there's a grand opening coming up we'll talk about, and I think it's just great you got this. And you've been through quite a journey in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And to open something is such a neat thing because you had had a brain tumor.
Mm-hmm. Two.
And two brain tumors. So tell us about your journey, Gina, and how this kind of came about and where you're at now.
Sure. Well, personally, through the last 8 years, it's kind of been a physical, medical journey, which has all, you know, been fine.
You're so positive. So how did you find out? Like you... Did you have any symptoms?
Yeah, I did. I had some crazy things going on for quite a long time, and I'm not the greatest complainer when it comes to, you know, certain aspects.
Sure.
Yeah.
After being here, I'm sure, because you're really positive. So
oh,
did you have
you.
Headaches? Did you feel dizzy?
Yeah, you know what? I had really bizarre headaches. My muscles and my joints were exhausted, but just beyond almost explanation, I get heart palpitations. My temperature would go wonky, and I was just a very healthy person, And then I just knew something wasn't quite right. So, again, because I didn't go in really and be really adamant about how I was, first it was stress and then it was this. And I just knew there was something else. So it was a bit of a process. It took a little while, but certainly an MRI was, you know, very forthcoming with the information. And
at what stage was it at when they found out what it was?
Well, both of my tumors have been non-cancerous, so that has been lovely. Both have been at a stage where they needed pretty immediate attention. The first one I had surgically removed, and the second one I had actually a form of radiation called gamma knife surgery that was done in Winnipeg. And that basically sums up about 6 weeks of radiation in one dose.
Wow.
Yeah, it's
wild.
And
you said you were going out for wine after that.
Yeah, yeah. I had Band-Aids on my forehead because they bolt like a cage into your skull, and then they bolt you to a table. So I went out. My mom had bought me little Band-Aids with lips on them, and her and Alan and I went out for dinner, and they thought it was hilarious. People would say, "What happened?" And they'd say, "Well, she had her horns cut off." So I'm like, "I'll need wine."
Okay, so you come from a family of positive people.
We try,
yeah,
right?
You
we
try.
There's always someone else in the world that's having a more difficult time than you. So
that's amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
And how has it affected you, though, when you had that surgery? Did it affect parts of your brain, or did they hit any nerves or any things that happened after that? Because it's such extensive surgery.
Yeah, it's a tiny little area. And
near where on your head?
If you drew a line between your two ears in the front and the back, like in the absolute middle.
Okay.
Very close to the pituitary gland. So when they did the surgery, they actually go in through your nose. They drill through the back of your sinus area and go in through there. And it's a tiny little space. There's room for error. That's why you sign that waiver. And, I was just one of those people that ended up suffering damage to my hypothalamus and pituitary. So that's been the biggest adjustment out of everything.
And then how do you deal with that? Is that why you're taking the cortisol and different things?
Yeah, I take kind of a little variety of mostly hormonal kind of base supplements, not so much progesterone and estrogen, but other things that those glands make, or the glands that are kind of working in conjunction with those would normally make and don't. So that's the biggest adjustment. Is it's really hard to supplement something that your body makes naturally, because a pill comes in 25 or 50 or 75. So some days it's too little, some days it's too much, and you never really know. So it's
kind
of a crapshoot.
How does that affect you? Like, what happens to you when you balance that way?
Well, lots of things go wrong. I'm lucky because most people would ever see me and never know.
No.
People who are very close to me kind of can detect things more. Uh-huh. So, you might range from tiredness or headache to kind of feeling like you were hit by a semi, or, were on a bender the night before, for lack of better terms, and are suffering like this horrific hangover. Like it's just your body's not operating at all.
And where's that now then? What happens with this, and what are they saying about the state of, I know you're going for an MRI. Mm-hmm. It's something that they can just manage kind of thing. Is that the...
Yeah, well, the second one, that was the gamma knife surgery, which, again, is more radiation than surgery, is it just kind of stopped the tumor growth. So that was good. They're happy with that. And they just monitor that regularly through MRIs. And then my blood work is always checked on a regular basis by specialists.
Gina, I think you're really a positive role model for so many people that we...
Thank you.
We go around and we feel sorry for ourselves about nothing. And you always say there's someone who's worse off, and that's always true. But you put a smile on your face and you got a business going and you're moving forward and you're not dwelling in the past or feeling sorry for yourself.
No, and I'm so excited because it's really been 8 years that I've been out of any form of, work or circulation with the real world.
Wow.
And, when you're my age, most of your friends aren't retired. So, you have all this spare time and you're off, and a lot of it's, dealing with your health and different things. But, it'd be great to go golfing, really, but there's not a lot of people to golf with. And this is a nice opportunity for me to help other people, so I'm really excited.
And I think that's exactly right, not only with what you're offering at Vibes, but with your own personality and your own story, because you're happy to share it, and that's great, because I think if anybody's listening today, if it helps one person, that's the goal of the show really here as well, is to, hopefully give people a laugh and inform them, Or if someone has a headache or is not feeling right, go and get the answers. And if you think something's wrong, don't take no for an answer, right? Because you know best.
The one thing I've found is you have to take, personal responsibility to get those answers.
Yes.
Because our system doesn't always allow for the I can't say type or quality of care, but the degree that maybe everybody needs. And you really need to learn our system and options that are available and really press through and kind of be forceful in some instances when you know it's not stress or you know it's something more.
Absolutely. When we come back, Gina, we're going to talk about getting back into the fall fitness group and some more about your new shop.
Sure.
Back in a minute.
Let the sun shine in with Excalibur Glass. Get more out of your outdoor or indoor deck with a custom all-glass railing. Constructed with aluminum post supports, these railings are durable and attractive with no top or bottom rail to obscure your view. And of course, it'll add value to your home. Get the most out of your scenery with a custom all-glass railing from Excalibur Glass. You'll clearly see the difference. Excalibur Glass and Aluminum, the homeowner's store, 2189 Keating Cross Road.
In Victoria, we love our active lifestyle. From live music and theater to exciting local sports to special events to fundraisers and still more. So when you want to know all your activity options, listen for what's happening. We're everywhere around town in the CFAX Community Cruiser, letting you know who, what, when, where, and why. The CFAX Community Cruiser, it's all about our city's true spirit. Brought to you by Windsor Plywood, Mini Victoria, and CFAX 1070.
Well, guess what? It's sale time at the Vitamin Shop.
This is one great sale.
I can't wait to check out the back to school and fall sale at the Vitamin Shop. I can stock up on vitamins and supplements.
Find the most comprehensive selection of high quality nutritional supplements from Natural Factors, Quest, Sisu, Genuine Health, and others during the back to school and fall sale at the Vitamin Shop, 1212 Broad Street between Yates and the Bay Center. They deliver. Call 386-1212 or online at CanadianVitaminShop.com. Sale ends September 30th.
Your great aunt's old brooch. It's yours now, and you want to know, is it worthless or worth a fortune? Join Terry Moore on Talk to the Experts this afternoon from 4 to 5 and find out. Terry and his guests, Old and Gold owner and gemologist Brian Cotilla and gold buyer Greg McDonald, will discuss buying and selling gold and silver, the scrap gold market, estate jewelry, and more. You'll want to listen. They'll take your calls on Talk to the Experts this afternoon at 4 on CFAX 1070.
19 today. I'm in the studio here with Gina Wakem from Vibes Fitness. We're just talking about teens.
Mm-hmm.
Great time, isn't it? And your stepson is 19 today?
Yeah, Christopher is 19 today and Jordan is 17.
Well,
they're
happy
great.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday to Christopher.
I know Hattie was just turned 19 and it's a long haul for you.
Well, I've only been with them a few years, but you know what? They're just such great kids. I can't say enough about them.
Oh,
yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
Now, Gina, we're talking about fall fitness and kind of getting back into it. And you kind of had a few ideas about maybe setting some goals. And you've got a really realistic approach here on the notes you've given me about how to start that.
Yeah. I think there's a falling into fitness sort of thing in general for this period coming up. There's a few different things that people can do that are really simple. And I think that's important is, you know, don't set yourself up for failure. Let's talk about some easy changes that most people can do. Mm-hmm. There's not a lot of people out there that are really going to choose to run a marathon and do it. It's just such a lofty goal.
Yes,
so let's start little.
Let's do a triathlon.
Yeah, you feel like, oh, okay, if I'm not setting a goal like that, my goal's not good enough.
Yes,
well,
or
it is.
If we just, we have to overhaul our whole diet and if we don't do it all and if we cheat one day, well then just pack it all in.
Yeah, so, goal setting sounds so cheesy or corporate, but it isn't because it's that old saying, if you fail to plan, you plan to fail.
Yeah.
And setting a goal or having an idea how you want to measure your success makes you accountable.
Yeah.
And, you know,
and that's
it's
what
important.
You're saying is
yeah.
be accountable for yourself, your kids, your work, your chores. Set your own kind of schedule, I guess, and make that a priority.
Yeah, well, I find people are accountable to everything and everyone else but themselves.
True.
Their family, their jobs, their home, what needs to be done. And then they so often you hear they don't leave any time for themselves.
And you sort of have to do that because if you're not in good shape or dealing with your stuff, then you're probably not acting all that. I mean, if you're not, your diet and your fitness is not on par, you're probably, it's affecting other areas of your life.
Yeah. And you know, your poor little body is what gets you around and through the day. And I always say to people, well, you only last as long as your body. Your mind might want to keep going, but when your body says enough or I'm done or gives up, you're done. You don't get a choice.
Yeah.
So you really do need to take care of it. And that's what I loved about Vibes is that, you know, we offer an alternative for people who are that busy. A 15-minute workout is equivalent to about an hour's worth of conventional strength training.
That's why I liked it.
I know. And it's like, you cannot tell me you don't have 15 minutes because...
That's very true. But you also need to do your cardio and other things as well too, right, you were saying? And find stuff that fits to your lifestyle or your day.
Yeah. Not only, you know, set a goal, but find something that's realistic that you're going to do, that you like doing. You know, even at Vibes, we tell people 3 times a week is enough. So... still, that allows you days and time to do cardio, do yoga, go for a hike, do other things.
Yes.
But you don't need to just stick to one form of fitness. You should do something for your heart, for your muscles.
Right. And if you work out with a friend, that often makes you accountable. I know I have a friend I go with lots, and that seems to work, having someone who you know is going to be calling you. Where are you?
Yeah, exactly. And again, when I first found Vibes, that was one of the things I liked, is that I knew that I had a certain amount of accountability for my time with them, because
Jess,
you book
and
an appointment.
Lynn, they let
and they
know.
Will call. Yeah.
Yeah.
What happened to you?
Where have you been? Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And make small changes in your diet. And you have a couple of suggestions here with the flowers.
Yeah. Well, and I loved what Debbie was saying. And there's easy changes. You know, pop. Oh, my gosh. Try to avoid pop. I'm not the biggest pop fan in the world. It's just empty calories and it's not so good for you. But, you know, pick little things to start. I made cookies the other day and I snuck in rice flour instead of regular wheat flour and nobody noticed. You know, try to substitute whole wheat instead of white. Don't give up every latte in your week. Maybe switch to a skim one or do a coffee with milk. Do things that you know are doable for you.
Yeah, and like you say, don't make things too hard that you set yourself up for failure.
Yeah.
And I think lots of times our mind takes over
and
all the self-talk. And you sound like you have good self-talk. And I guess that's part of it, right? Being kind to yourself.
Yeah, be kind to yourself. If you don't take care of you, well, your body, no one else is going to.
Right.
You know? So, yeah, you have to take care of it.
Now, you've got your business going and your Vibes, and just up the street here, Broughton and Broad, which is a great location. And you're having a grand opening. And what day is that on?
Yeah, that is September 19th. We're doing an open house from 4 to 8. But at any time, people can call or come by the studio. We offer everyone and anyone always a complimentary 1-week trial, because really the workouts will speak for themselves.
Yeah, and I think the nice part too is like having the coaching. So you have someone there who is working you through each workout.
Yeah.
So that keeps you accountable as well. And when you think, oh, I don't want to do one more, you do one more because someone's sort of – well, I try and sneak when they turn around, but
I know.
They're on to me.
I was like that in the beginning.
Were you?
Yeah. But it's good because you work out with a trainer when you work out. There's never more than 3 people to 1 trainer. And not only do we keep an eye on you and your form and what you're doing when you're doing it, but every time you come in, we're going to create a program for you.
Well, Gina, it's been great getting to meet you today.
Thank you.
I hope you come back because I think you're really inspirational and I've learned a lot from you. And thank you very much, Debbie Williams, who's been on the show, and Lisa Smith. It's been a wonderful hour. And TJ, as always, get out there and do something, right, Gina?
Do something. Have fun. Be active. Enjoy life.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Goodness.
Come to Vibes.
Come to Vibes, baby.
We're not going to shake you.
You betcha. Listen, get out there. Enjoy your day. Until we meet again, enjoy.